Eye formation, Payne again dots the eye in the backfield. He'll take the carry. First down, finds the opening and lunges to the end zone. Touchdown, Virginia.
That was Keith Payne blasting over from about 6 yards out, and that tied the game. And believe it or not, that's a perfect segue to, at this time, we want to announce our play of the game, sponsored this fall by LeClaire Ryan. We've chosen, obviously, the men's football game at Southern Cal last weekend. Anyhow, to set the stage, midway through the second quarter, the Cavaliers trails 7-0, and UVA's quarterback Mark Verica quickly marched the Hoos down the field in just a few number of plays. I want to say maybe 8 plays, all the way down to the Southern Cal 6-yard line, where he handed off the ball to tailback Keith Payne, who'd come on the field for Perry Jones. Payne blasted up the gut for a huge touchdown to tie the game. There were only 74 seconds left in the half at that point, and it was a very uplifting moment for the Virginia sideline. The score was tied 7-all at that point, following the point after touchdown. And that was actually Keith Payne's 5th TD of the season. Pretty impressive for a guy that sat out the entire year last year, Jim.
Yeah, he's well on his way to being this year's scoring leader at the rate he's going. Unfortunately, you mentioned 74 seconds left in the half.
Yep.
It was too many seconds left in the half because Southern Cal got the ball back and was able to march down, score the go-ahead touchdown with just 1 second left on the clock before halftime. So they go in with the 14-7 lead. And you made reference to Coach Reed not being happy at halftime as a result maybe of that last drive.
Well, in fact, word has it that Coach Reed has a little brace on his right hand right now because apparently during halftime of the Southern Cal game, when he was trying to inspire and motivate the Virginia defense, apparently he must have slammed his fist on the blackboard or on a desk or a wall because I think he hurt his wrist or his hand. And apparently he's wearing a soft cast. So we want to wish Coach Reed good health and a good quick recovery because we know he's going to need that right hand going forward.
Well, I will say this, though. I mean, Coach Reed, I've said since, he can coach defense. He is a terrific defensive coach. And I was talking to somebody over at the University of Richmond today, matter of fact, Harold Babb, who's their faculty representative to athletics. So he's very familiar with all the Virginia coaches that came from Richmond. And he said Jim Reed is in a perfect position because he to be a defensive coordinator at a school where they care about academics is the ideal spot for Jim Reed. So I think he's going to be in Charlottesville, hopefully, maybe for the balance of his career, which would be good for us.
Well, we're excited about that. And Jim and I have both known Coach Reed for a number of years, and we're thrilled with the work he did because, believe it or not, the UVA defense held Southern Cal to 3 points in the second half of the game, and that's pretty impressive on Southern Cal's field. I don't care what kind of team they've got. That's impressive.
And 329 total yards for a team that I don't have it against Hawaii, but what did they get, like 580-some yards against Hawaii in that game? So Virginia certainly did a very good job limiting the offensive output of the Trojans, and we'll see going forward how good Southern Cal is as they play the balance of their schedule.
In the meantime, it's time to turn our attention to the recruiting world. And we have none other than Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst, with us. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, guys.
Chris, we're glad that you could join us tonight. And
have him give Hobo a little relief by starting with some basketball recruiting news. You know, right. It's football. I need a little hoop.
All right. So you've heard his plea from over here in the corner of the studio. Chris, take it away on basketball recruiting news.
Sure, I'll be happy to oblige there. So thanks again for having me. Well, at this point, I guess the latest news as far as basketball recruiting is concerned is Virginia has 2 commitments for its 2011 class, but this week they're awaiting a decision from a low post target, Darian Atkins, out of Landon School in Bethesda, Maryland. He's 6'8", about 210-pound, really athletic forward who can rebound, who can block shots. He has actually narrowed his list down to Notre Dame and Virginia. He made an official visit to Notre Dame over the weekend, made an official visit to Virginia on Monday and Tuesday, and will announce his decision this Friday.
So, all right, quick question.
Sure.
You referred to him as a low post, and then you referred to him as a forward. So is he like a 4 or a 5?
He's a 4. He's
okay.
A 4. Yeah, he's certainly a 4, and a guy who is really athletic. He's not maybe the one of the bigger four guys, I guess, power forward guys. but he's a guy who can bring a lot of athleticism and a guy who has been known for his defense and rebounding and certainly can add those two aspects to Virginia's front court if they are able to get him.
And then the other two guys, I think you're going to reference the other two guys who have already not signed letters of intent, but they verbally committed to Virginia.
Right, and they both intend to sign letters of intent in November, which is the early signing period for basketball. And those players are the first player to commit to Virginia's 2011 class is Paul Jesperson, who's a 6'7", 185-pound wing forward. He actually plays point guard for his high school in Merrill, Wisconsin, but he's a guy who's projects as a three at the University of Virginia. He's a guy who can score. He averaged 20 points a game last season as a junior. Had some solid offers in addition to Virginia. Chose UVA over Minnesota and Notre Dame actually as well. So he's certainly a solid pickup. A guy who's really long. He was at the NBPA Top 100 camp in Charlottesville earlier this.
And this is a kid that's really supposed to be able to shoot from the perimeter pretty well, right?
Right. Yes. Exactly. He's certainly. I had a chance to see him a little bit there. Warming up at the NBPA camp, and he was knocking down shot after shot after shot. So that's certainly an aspect that he's going to be able to bring, but he's also really long, so I think he'll be able to help on the defensive side of the ball and be a real, real good fit at the three position. And the other player is Malcolm Brogdon, who's a 6'5", 205-pound shooting guard out of Greater Atlanta Christian School in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's another kid who can score. He's not as consistent of an outside shooter, I think, or at least reputation-wise, as Paul is. But I think Malcolm's a guy who can score from a lot of different places. Had a really successful Peach Jam, which is one of the most highly competitive AAU tournaments out there. And he's a guy that can score a lot of different ways, but he's actually also improved his shooting as well, which really drew a lot of attention from schools, including Virginia, which was able to secure his commitment after an official visit to UVA this summer.
And I think that's going to be a hallmark of Coach Bennett's recruits, mm-hmm. kids that can shoot.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I think, of course, Coach Bennett was himself known as a pretty good shooter coming out of certainly out of college and the pro ranks. But, yeah, certainly, and these two guys, I think, reflect that. Some of the guys that they were able to get in last year's class, Joe Harris, some of the guys who are the true freshmen coming in. Joe Harris is a guy known for his shooting. He's a guard kind of wing player as well. KT Harrell, a good shooter, really can take the ball to the basket, maybe more known for that, but a guy who can certainly knock down a shot as well. And then as far as Johnson, James Johnson, the power forward who they were able to get is actually known for being able to step out and hit the three as well. So certainly a significant trademark in a lot of Virginia's recruits so far.
All right, Frank wants to get back to football. He's chomping at the bit over here.
Well, let's talk about Clifton Richardson. I understand there's been some news in the last week or so with him.
Yes, he actually firmed up his commitment to UVA, which was pretty not a huge surprise, but certainly an important one, an important development. When he originally committed to UVA in the, I believe it was late winter, early spring, he was declared himself a soft commitment, meaning he was going to take a look at some other schools. But he really is one of Virginia's top commitments in this 2011 class. He's a 6'1", 210-pound running back, really good, versatile athlete, but he's being recruited as a running back by UVA. But to be able to get him to firm up his commitment, cut off other schools, and he's really a guy, in talking to a lot of recruits on the recruiting trail, that has been really a popular guy. So it'll be interesting to see if he's able to help UVA recruit and do some things like that. But really, he was able to attend the U of R game, and that really sold him in terms of the way he can be used in that offense, the game atmosphere, the way Mike London coached the team. Just a number of aspects really sold him.
All right, before we ask you questions about Dominique Terrell and Demetrius Nicholson and Curtis Grant, I want you to, since you've recently seen Thompson Brown, the tall, fast one over at St. Christopher's School, tell us what your impressions are of having seen him last weekend.
Certainly. That was actually the second time I had seen Thompson. I saw him in a preseason scrimmage against J.R. Tucker as well. And he actually, to me, he's being recruited. He's a 6'4", 225-pound prospect, a phenomenal athlete for his size. He's been able to run the 40 and 4.5 second range, which is pretty excellent for a guy his size. And you can really see that on the field, especially at the tight end position, which is where I know you were, you and I were talking earlier, Frank, in terms of the way he was able to take a pass and turn it into a 43-yard touchdown pass, just running, sprinting down the sidelines, running away from linebackers and defensive backs. He's really got a motor, and he's got speed, and he's got athleticism that's really evident. As I mentioned, I think he's being recruited as a defensive end, but I'd be surprised after seeing him a couple times now if he's not certainly going to get a pretty strong look at tight end.
And in that same game on Saturday over there at St. Christopher's, we got to see Darius Lee from St. Agnes St. Stephens.
Mm-hmm.
And what were your thoughts watching that young man?
He was a versatile player. He's certainly one of the bigger guys out there, as well as Thompson out there for St. Stephen, St. Agnes, and St. Christopher's. As far as Darius, he's a 6'1", 205-pound prospect. He's going to play linebacker at Virginia, but he actually was lining up at safety for St. Stephen, St. Agnes. And I thought he showed a pretty good nose for the ball. As a receiver, he made a phenomenal circus catch, which actually put – St. Stephen, St. Agnes, up, I believe it set up a touchdown to put them up 17-9. So he was certainly an active player around there. Didn't get a chance to see him in terms of how his skills are going to be as a linebacker, but I know as a safety he looked pretty rangy. He was in on some pass defense, some pass coverage, and you can certainly see some speed out there. I think that's certainly an
you know, that not to interrupt, but that's one of the reasons Florida State is so good. You can actually major in circus down there at Florida State, so they can make a lot of circus catches down there in Seminole Not Land. Just a quick question. I think the last time you were here or on a couple of weeks ago, we had 20 verbal commitments.
Right.
Has that number increased, and how many slots does the coaching staff have left?
It's still the same number. I still say that the staff will probably take about four or five more.
So like 24, 25 would be what they're looking at.
Well, 25 is the limit.
That's what I'm looking at, yeah.
Tell us something. We're coming down the wire, you know, this fall. Dominique Terrell is being much talked about. We've got Demetrius Nicholson, and as well as Curtis Grant, who the entire planet is recruiting. Why don't we focus on Terrell and Nicholson? Where do they stand these days?
Dominique has a top five right now of LSU, Miami, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, and Texas Tech. Virginia Tech and West Virginia are currently his top two, but I had a chance to speak with him earlier this week, and he mentioned that Virginia is still in the mix with him. I think he's been impressed with the way UVA has come out so far this season and played on the field. So I think Virginia is in the mix with him. He talked about potentially getting to Charlottesville for a visit, which certainly would be key for UVA.
I heard after this last weekend, Madison's on his list now.
JMU, yeah.
Well, who knows? Who knows? But as far as and Dominique is just a phenomenal athlete, wide receiver, cornerback potential on the next level. He plays quarterback in high school, but he's an excellent talent. And as far as Demetrius Nicholson, I had a chance to speak up with his coach, Bayside head coach Darnell Moore. And Demetrius is a fantastic cover corner prospect. And he, Coach Moore told me that Demetrius plans on visiting Virginia, either official or unofficial capacity for the Miami weekend. So, which would be significant, just if you can get a guy on campus, on grounds, for any kind of trip. That's certainly significant, and I think Virginia has some ground to make up there, but it can certainly happen if you get them on grounds.
Chris, we've got to go to our next break, and wondering if you wanted to hold over with any more comments, or would you like to save some ammo for a future show?
Sure, I can stay.
All right, we're going to hold you over. We're headed to our next break. We're going to keep discussion going with Chris Horn of thesaber.com.
All right, welcome back to Who's Talking? Jim Hopgood alongside Frank Maloney, and we are still with Saber recruiting analyst Chris Horn. And Frank had a question related to Hermitage High School, I believe, Chris. So, Frank, go ahead.
Chris, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Very good. You know, one of Virginia's verbal commitments is a young man over there at Hermitage High School, and his first name, is it Diamante or Diamant or Diamond?
Diamante, yep.
All right, Diamante Bailey, who's a pretty big kid, 6'3", 220 or so, and plays defensive end, right? Maybe a little linebacker one day?
I think it's actually defensive end pretty much all the way at UVA. That's
okay.
Yep.
Tell us, what are your impressions of him? Because here's a young man right here at Hermitage High School in Richmond, and he happens to be a teammate of Curtis Grant, the stellar linebacker that everyone in the United States is trying to recruit. So just some impressions of maybe both men. What are your thoughts?
Well, certainly, yeah, Curtis Grant draws a lot of the publicity, and rightfully so. He's a flat-out stud as a linebacker. But in terms of Diamante Bailey, he's a guy who really came on last year for the Panthers and is part of a highly talented defense throughout for Hermitage. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. And I actually did ask him that question, Frank. I asked him if there's any chance he could move to linebacker on the next level, but according to the Virginia coaches, they see him as a defensive end pretty much all the way. To me, what impressed me last year, and maybe not, I wouldn't say surprising is the right word, but he was a guy who played really physical, and he's an athletic player. He's got a basketball background as well. So he's an athletic defensive end, and but he really can play physical, and I think that's something that, especially transitioning to that next level, I think that's going to help him out a lot. And I think he's a good solid player, and one of a handful, really, of talented defensive line prospects that Virginia's gotten in this class so far.
Do you think the two of them are good friends, maybe, since they're playing defense together?
I'm sure the Virginia staff is hoping that they're best friends. And but as far as Curtis's recruitment, I know that it's been a little quiet in terms of trying to pinpoint of which way he may be leaning. I know he's the one thing I do know is he doesn't plan on making a decision for a while now. So I think fans waiting for something imminent will probably have to be a little disappointed. I think probably January, February is when Curtis is going to make his decision. And I think it'll be telling where he decides to go on his official visits. And so once that happens, maybe then we can get a clearer picture of where he's leaning to.
And football players would make their official visits in December and January?
They can actually make them starting in September, starting at when their senior year begins. That's when they can start making official visits, and so they can make them all the way up until I believe until April, which is the signing when the end of the signing period.
So they could go to a football game. You know, if they played on Friday night, they could go to a Saturday game somewhere.
Right, exactly. Quite a few just make visits just to go for games and just check out the game atmosphere unofficially, which is on their own dime. But the official visits, yeah, exactly, can happen during the season, can happen after the season, basically just whatever preference the particular player has.
This is Frank Maloney with Who's Talking, and we're talking with Sabre recruiting analyst Chris Horn. Chris, any linemen that are still out there that Virginia has targeted that might be, you know, one of the top, you know, three-star, four-star, or pray tell, a five-star, anybody out there that Virginia is still pursuing?
Well, there are several guys certainly on the offensive side. I think Virginia's really done a great job on the defensive side, and I would be a little surprised if they took another defensive lineman just given the talents that have assembled so far. They have three offensive line commitments. A few guys of note, Jay Whitmire, who's an offensive tackle out of T.C. Williams in Alexandria, Donovan Smith, who's an offensive tackle out of Owings Mills High School in Maryland. Those two guys Donovan is a four-star recruit, and Jay is very high in my top 30, in my in-state top 40. I have him at the number 10 slot in terms of, so I really think highly of him as well. Cyrus Coanjo, who's certainly a mouthful as far as name, but as far as he's a super talented five-star athlete out of DeMatha, offensive tackle. Virginia's still in the mix with him. I think ultimately he'll end up I would say Alabama would be a favorite for him, which is where his brother signed. But Virginia's still hanging around, so we'll see what happens if they can really get seriously into the picture with him as well. But certainly some talented guys still on the board on the offensive side.
Chris, several of the top national recruiting services currently have the University of Virginia ranked in the top 20 with mm-hmm. this class for 2011. What are your thoughts? And Virginia's coming down with just four or five more mm-hmm. slots to fill in a good solid finish. What might that look like for UVA?
I would say certainly another offensive lineman would be a big help. I would see Virginia landing another receiver, tight end type, maybe both, maybe one receiver, one more tight end, kind of a receiving type tight end. Linebacker to me is still still a need. So I would see Virginia landing another. I know, obviously, Curtis Grant would top the list there in terms of that position. And cornerback, I could see Virginia trying to get another cornerback as well. And with 20 commitments in the fold, I think Virginia is in a good position to really kind of sit and wait just to, and see what with those guys who haven't decided, just waiting on those top targets and seeing which guys decide to come their way. And then they can also at the same time focus on the next class, the 2012 class, and really try to do a lot of evaluating this fall and get a head start there.
Chris, again, we're in your debt for joining us tonight. You're going to be a frequent visitor to Who's Talking during Season 2 to give us updates as on the ongoing football and basketball recruiting thing. Thank you for joining us tonight, and look forward to your next visit.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I hope to get some good basketball news next week.
Absolutely. Look forward to that. All right. We're going to go to break again. We'll be back. We're going to give you more information on our live remote from BMW on the 29th of the month when we return.